Good morning, Symphony Church. Today's chapter is Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled: "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Amen. Now we've all been tempted before. Perhaps you've been eyeing that leftover Halloween candy, although you're trying to reduce your sugar intake. Or the allure of the new iPhone is calling out your name, although you're tight on money. But there are some temptations that are much harder to resist and real struggles that we face each day. Jesus, before he began his earthly ministry, was tempted by Satan three times. Matthew 4 describes Satan as the tempter. Now let's break this down a little bit on what these temptations were. Number one, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Satan tempted Jesus to command these stones to become bread. He's basically saying, "Hey, Jesus, aren't you hungry? Just do this and you'll surely be satiated." Satan was tempting Jesus around the temptations of the flesh. And for us, there are so many fleshly temptations besides food. Lust, sexual temptations, idols of comfort instead of rest, numbing ourselves with mindless scrolling or TV, and the list goes on. Number two, Satan tempts Jesus by saying, "If you are the Son of God," for both the first and second temptation. He says, "If you are, then throw yourself down and the angels will rescue you." This is an attack on identity. He says, "If you are the Son of God, then you better prove it." For us, temptation of identity is, at the end of the day, an attack on our identity as sons and daughters of God. Satan makes us forget our inheritance and can shake it up by tempting us to prove our worth to the world and to others. For example, you need to achieve in order to get recognized. You need to strive harder. You need to be more social and prove that you are worthy. The list goes on and on. Third, Satan tempts Jesus to worship him. He says, "All these I will give you," referring to the kingdoms of the world and their glory, "if you worship me." These are temptations of power, glory, reign. To unpack this more, it could look like the allure of money, reputation, security, the temptations of the world. It's the lie that if we worship the world, then all we ever wanted would be given to us. We see that each time, Jesus overcame each temptation, not by pure grit and strength, but by using the word of God as his sword. The amazing thing is that after each declaration of truth from the scriptures, Satan has nothing to say. What can he say and do against the truth? What we see him do, however, is move on to a different temptation. But there Jesus was again with the truth. Jesus even declares and commands, "Be gone, Satan," and declares more truth of the scriptures. And then what does Satan do? He leaves him, he gives up, and then the angels came to minister to Jesus. So with this, let's take some time to pause and reflect today. What has Satan been tempting me with in my life? Is it of my flesh, my identity, of the world? Let's also reflect on how we usually respond to those temptations. Do I tend to give in? Do I try to fight it? If so, how do I fight it? Do I share with others, or is this something I keep to myself? And lastly, let's take some time to proclaim the word of God, the truth over one another today, that we would wield our sword, our Bible, against all the schemes of the enemy. And like Jesus, let us allow him to come minister to us as we depend on him. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your perfect demonstration of how to flee temptation. I pray, God, that you would help us in our time of need. Help us to choose you. We cannot resist temptation on our own, but we need your Holy Spirit working in us, sanctifying us, and transforming us day by day. And for times when we fall short, I thank you that you have covered us by the blood of the Lamb and that your forgiveness is there. And so, Lord, we depend on you. May you deliver us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.